Welcome. What is this we're doing?
What is what?
What are we doing?
It's the Nearly Coherent
Podcast. Ah, welcome to the Nearly Coherent Podcast.
Road Warrior Edition. Welcome to Thunderdome, bitches.
We would die in a Mad Max. Well, I would definitely die. I'd survive a little while because I can go camping and stuff, but, like, the minute cannibals came upon me, I'd be dead.
I don't know, man. I think I, even with camping skills, I think we'd be dead very quickly. Isn't it like a dystopian wasteland, basically?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, we got a good week.
I don't know if I'd make it a week.
I got the thing that you can drink your own pee, so...
You have a thing to drink your own pee?
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess maybe... Because maybe we'd make it a little while.
Yeah, we'd get like a week and a half tops. And then like the marauders would come and we'd all be murdered and stuff. And probably eaten. Hopefully
times.
Murdered before being eaten.
Yeah, I don't want to be eaten alive.
Because I gotta be honest with you. If you're going to marinate me, I don't want to be bathing in my own juices. That's why I don't take baths.
That actually doesn't sound terrible. Depends on what the marinade is, though.
But that's what I'm afraid. Like, it's going to be something... gnarly smelling or something.
Like, I would kind of like if they kept me for a while and treated me like veal.
Oof. Ooh, that'd be good.
Like, just softened me up and fed me and massaged me and stuff just to make me tender.
Honestly.
I feel like that wouldn't be so bad.
I would honestly probably pay for that privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being eaten at that point, as long as I'm, like, super relaxed, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up murder me afterward, it's fine. You gave me a couple weeks of pampering? Get a good marinade, like you know, good. I like it.
You got to really massage the fat all the way through, you
right,
know?
Right,
you want
yeah.
that good marbleized,
yeah,
tender. I feel like that would be me. They'd keep me around and be like, "Wow, this guy's got a good base. let's fatten this guy up.
Let's see what we can
get
do.
Let's get him off those legs. We need those muscles atrophied nice." You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'd be a commodity for cannibals.
You'd make a hot meal, my good man.
I would.
How's everything going besides now that we've discussed how we'd be eaten by cannibals?
Can I ask?
Yeah.
How the fuck did we get there?
Road Warrior Edition?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so really, it's your fault.
Yeah, it is totally my fault.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was thinking, but we got there real quick.
Well, it's good to know that we could just go from zero to absolute batshit weird in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, we did that before the theme music.
We did.
Wow. So, everything's good, man. Hanging in there. It was weird this weekend. Actually, didn't have, like, any commitments.
Really?
Which was fucking weird. Didn't have anywhere to go. Didn't have anything to do. No sports. No family functions.
Wow.
Yeah, it was weird, man.
That's impressive. Yeah.
So, I actually took a nap.
Whoa, hold on.
I did. I took a nap.
Take a serious
midday snooze. It was awesome.
Ain't no shame in that, man.
Nah, not at all.
No,
you know how
shame
long it's been since
snooze.
I've taken a good nap?
Oh, for you, probably centuries at this point.
And I don't mean one of those, like, bullshit fall asleep for 14 seconds, you know, in between getting changed and dinner being on the table.
Yeah.
Not that. Like a nap.
Like you did the Lord's work, really, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was great. Except that my keys were in my pocket, and I had like a weird indent on my thigh.
Yeah, but you know.
Still worth it.
Yeah. Goes away with time.
What about you? What's going on?
You know, had my friend's bachelor party on Saturday.
How'd that go?
I ate a steak that has changed my life.
Really?
It was phenomenal. It was a bone-in filet mignon. I didn't even I think I may have had it once before, but I didn't remember that bone-in filet mignon was a thing.
Okay.
And it was... I'm not entirely sure if it came from a cow or Jesus, but it could very well have been the Jesus cow, because that was that heavenly.
Jesus has tender loins, apparently.
Yes.
Oh, that is...
blasphemously delicious.
Yes, that is. Where were you?
Quality Meats in Manhattan.
Quality Meats, huh?
Yeah.
Wow, they didn't even bother to think of a nice name for the restaurant.
They
just told you this is what we've got.
Usually, if a restaurant's like that, I'm like, you really only have one way to go. It's like being like, oh, I'm the awesome deli. If your sandwiches better be great, or I'm just gonna look at you and just poop on your floor.
Yeah, that's true. You are kind of calling your shot.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you do that,
and they nailed it. That was just swoosh, nothing but hat tricks, hole in one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of those three things were wrong. But, I mean, they all worked. Hat tricks, not so much. But the other two, they were pretty good, though.
Thank you.
Just not together.
Right, yeah, no.
You're coming along, though.
That was indeed the joke I was going for.
I got you. It's coming along nicely. Your sports ball metaphors.
Yeah, well, you know, I try to tone it to the audience I'm working with.
So not to get off on a subject that we have spoken about quite a bit, but I saw a Facebook post about, you know, Wonder Woman 2 being set in the 80s, and not that it has anything to do with the movie, but they just had a picture of Gal Gadot and dressed as Wonder Woman, and she's ridiculously beautiful.
That is true.
I think at one point I said I didn't think that she was hot enough to be Wonder Woman.
I believe you did.
And
I believe I called you
so wrong.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
rightfully so.
Yeah.
That is so wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, she's
she is unbelievable. Was she made in, like, a laboratory somewhere?
I believe... Well, you know, the thing about Wonder Woman is she was sculpted from clay and given life by Zeus. I'm pretty sure that's actually how Gal Gadot was born.
That's how she was made. Is she French?
I have no idea.
I think that name sounds French to me. So, I mean, you know, I guess a little rain must fall, but other than that, she is... I'm just kidding. I don't even know anybody who's French. But she is just ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah, she is. Speaking of superheroes, did you see it?
I didn't.
Oh, my God.
I didn't. I got to take the little man.
Oh.
It's his favorite superhero. We are obviously talking about Spider-Man.
He's a good kid.
It is his favorite superhero.
We have that in common.
Yes. It is hands down his favorite superhero. He is dying to see it. But he actually had a little case of pink eye this weekend.
Ugh.
So I didn't want to take him out. But we'll go see it soon enough. I'm thinking probably Sunday morning.
Nice.
Thinking Sunday morning might be the time to go. Because there is no time between now and then.
Nope.
And I heard it crushed the box office.
It did. It did.
It didn't set any records, did it?
No, not yet. I think it's gonna...
It was that good.
Whew.
Really?
I finally had... Like, if North Korea is gonna bomb us, they can do it now because I've gotten the Spider-Man movie I wanted.
Do you think they'll bomb us?
No.
I don't think he wants to hurt Dennis Rodman.
That's... You know what? That's a good point.
I feel like Dennis Rodman's our bargaining chip. Fine with that.
Whoever thought Dennis Rodman would be what was stopping World War III?
Dennis Rodman is the U.S.'s nuclear missile defense system right now. Which is...
Wow, that is honestly not the most ludicrous thing to happen,
right?
Geopolitically this year, so...
No, not at all.
I'll take it.
Dennis Rodman is a national treasure. Good for him. He deserves some recognition.
It is about time.
he was always underrated on those Bulls teams and even those Piston teams. Dennis Rodman. Five championships. Is it five or six? I think it's five championships.
Yeah, I like two. How you're asking me.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I think it was a Baker's half dozen, so six and a half.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
6.5 championships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's the only player to have five championships with two different teams.
That's impressive.
That's impressive. In the NBA, I should say.
Right. Yeah, I figured that part out.
So how much did you like it?
To the point where during the bachelor party, I was trying to convince people that we should go see it as part of the bachelor party.
Wow.
I finally have the Spider-Man movie I've been waiting for.
That's good.
It's really, 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 really good.
Does the spider emblem drone bother you?
Not really, no.
Okay, good. There's enough differentiation from Falcon?
Yes. Yes, 100%.
Okay. Oh, that's good. I definitely want to see it.
And the biggest relief I have, it's definitely not Iron Man 4.
Yes, that's right.
The way that they were playing up Stark and things, I was like...
Yeah, you were worried that he was going to be in there, like, a whole lot.
And he was not, so...
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Are there any other superheroes in there? Or is that a spoiler?
I mean, you've seen the video where Captain America's in the gym.
Yeah, where like, he's not actually...
He's not there. It's,
right.
it's just
a video of him.
Right.
Right? Don't they show, like, clips of him in Parker's school?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm aware of that one.
I mean, there's other, like, little stuff that's kind of... I mean, nothing, you know, super spoilery, but... And nothing that if you don't really know what you're looking for, you won't see.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's good. It's real good. The only thing that has been annoying me, and it's not even about the movie, are you familiar with Vox.com? It's a news website.
No.
They've been doing a whole bunch of articles on it.
Okay.
And by a whole bunch, I mean two. And they were both just so terribly wrong that that infuriated me.
They were wrong about the movie?
Yes.
About facts in the movie?
Yes.
Or their opinion was shit?
It was, well, a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
Okay.
There is, after you see it and after a little bit of time has gone by, we'll discuss it. But as obviously it's a Marvel movie, there are after credit scenes. And they go to explain one of the after credit scenes and completely whiff it.
I gotcha.
Not right at all.
I gotcha.
Ugh, stupid people.
What did you think of the after credit scene?
Very, very good.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, I believe there's two in this one.
There are. The last one might be the second best end credit scene of them all.
Whoa. What's the best one?
I mean, it's a personal thing for me, but the one with Howard the Duck from Guardians.
Gotcha. Yeah. I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah. I love that.
After I asked it, I was like, oh, he's going to do Howard. It's going to be Howard the Duck. It's got to be. I think my favorite post-credit scene is the Adam Warlock scene.
Okay, so scenes that have substantial meaning to the future of the things, yes. That is pretty great.
No, I'm saying just if you just go overall favorite, your number one pick is the Howard the Duck scene.
Right.
Okay. My overall favorite is, I think, the Adam Warlock scene.
Okay.
I also like the scene in the Avengers where they're eating shawarma.
Yeah.
Also quite a good scene.
It is. It is quite delicious.
I'm very excited to see Adam Warlock.
You're going to be waiting a while.
Yeah, no, I know. I think he's Guardians 3, right?
Yep.
I'm still excited to see it.
Oh, yeah. Understandably.
There's a theory out there postulated that Peter Quill is Adam Warlock's father.
I don't think that's going to pan out.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to pan out either unless they somehow... You know how Aisha alludes to them procreating in the old-fashioned way?
Right.
So I don't think that they ever do, but maybe somehow in one of the fights or something they got his DNA, and that's what she used to make a more superior being to them?
I can see where it's coming from. I just don't think it's going to... I think it's going to land that way.
Yeah, I don't know. I doubt it. It would be cool, though.
Yeah.
Add a little more of that baby mama drama, if you will.
And I will, yes. Yes. Oh, hey, car, this... Shove me on my butt.
Have you ever gotten pulled over when you're driving home, you gotta take a shit?
Yes.
Did you tell the cop?
Yep.
And did you get out of it?
Not only did I get out of it, I was close enough to the station where he drove me there and let me poop there.
At the station?
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit, look at you.
I was...
Does that officially make you law enforcement?
I think it does.
It does, because, right?
The thing was, I was very lost, and I was just in a nervous sweat. And if you had put coal between my butt cheeks, it would have, whatever is harder than diamonds, like dwarf star matter, that's what I would have made.
Wow.
It was a real just nail biter. And the, you know, cop pulls me over and I just look at him and go, sir, you can give me whatever tickets you want, but if you could please tell me where there is an available bathroom, I'm going to crap my pants if you do not do this for me. And he just looked at me and went, yup, and got back into his car and led me straight through.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he could say...
He knew. He knew what was up.
He felt the fear.
He just knew what time it was.
Yeah.
He's like, this guy's about to shit all over himself. Let's go.
It was a real photo finish, too. Have you ever been pulled over pre-poop?
I haven't.
Yeah.
I have only been pulled over a couple of times. And one time it was like a bullshit, like nonsense stop. We were on our way. My wife and I were on our way to close on our house.
Oh.
And the guy pulled us over and was like asking me about decals on the back window and all. I'm like, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
Are we doing this? I'm trying to close on my house, man. Let's go.
Yeah.
And one time I was speeding and I deserved it. And another time I ran a whole bunch of stop signs.
Okay. When you say a whole bunch, can we, like...
Like four in a row.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a pullover.
Oh, you know what? I did have to poop.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't tell him that.
Oh, I see. You should have.
I alluded to it and I gave him my PBA card and he let me go.
Okay.
That was pretty sweet. Did you ever notice that when there is an open space in, like, a mini mall type of thing, they just jam a Dunkin' Donuts in there?
Yes. Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts is now the like and
yeah.
That is the English language. See how I just did that there? The thing of the English language, that's Dunkin' Donuts for mini malls.
That is. That's exactly what it is. It's the space filler.
It
fills that dead space.
Yep. Keeps it going.
It's a nice analogy.
Thank you.
So, tell me more about this bachelor party. You guys went, you got Jesus's tenderloin.
We did.
Bone in tenderloin.
Oh, my God.
At Quality Meats.
And here's the thing. If you're going there, they have a variety of potatoes.
Okay.
That are there. I had the Parmesan-crusted waffle fries, which were good, but I was an idiot, because the quality potatoes looked so much better.
What are the quality potatoes?
The quality potatoes is, from what I was being described, basically a potato skin bottom.
Okay.
Mashed potatoes with cheese and bacon, and I think a little bit of sausage.
Almost like a double baked potato?
Yes.
Or twice baked, whatever they call it?
A little bit. And then they garnish it with little, like, waffle fried chips.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the quality potato?
That is the quality potato.
Sounds like it lives up to it. Absolutely. So, what are we looking at? Is this place, like, arm and a leg pricey, or...
Yes. Yes.
Yes, in fact, it is.
Yes, indeed. By the time all was said and done with drinks and everything, it was about $150 a person.
That's not terrible.
Super bad.
It's expensive, but that's not terrible. Yeah. There's a few other places that
are really, more expensive.
Yeah.
And not as good. So I was all about it. I really want to go back there. Because Dave was there as well. Nothing's perfect. And he had this steak that basically, I don't remember what it was, but it had a giant bone coming out of it. It looked like you could have just eaten it like a lollipop.
Really?
He's been licking the bone. As Dave is,
he would have been right at home. All right, so after you finished at Quality Meats,
yeah,
you did not go to see Spider-Man.
No.
Okay.
We went to a bar, nice little dive bar, where I went and pontificated about how good Spider-Man was.
Gotcha.
As I was drinking. So you knew I was getting more passionate about it every sip I took.
Wildly, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Making plans to see it later this week with people all over the place.
Do you remember those plans?
Like, I do.
Are you going to fulfill them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And then we went to a whiskey bar. And I didn't go inside because it was the size of a closet. And I felt very claustrophobic.
As they're known to be.
And then we went to a rooftop lounge.
Okay.
It took about an hour to get past the line. And I was getting a little antsy because I was like, I'm waiting an hour. I'm going to have to pay this ridiculous cover. Then I'm going to have to go up. And if I don't have like a drink minimum or whatever. Little bit of information. None of that was true.
Really?
It was no cover. You just waited online and you went right up. If you didn't want a drink, you didn't have to have a drink. I did have a drink.
What'd you have?
I had a Captain Coke.
Ah, keeping it simple.
Yeah, you know, I wanted a little caffeine.
Gotcha.
Into the mix, you know?
Yeah, a little pep in your step. Hear you.
Yeah, we were all winding down by then, so we needed to, you know, kick it back up. This is way closer than I thought it was. The view from the rooftop was, I don't get like awed by skylines very frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Especially not the Manhattan skyline, because, you know, live here.
Yeah.
I was legitimately floored. It was real nice.
Where was it? Where were you?
That is a great question.
Nice.
And I wish I knew.
At any point, did you see boobies?
I mean, his brother did change his shirt in the hotel room. So that was a yes.
Okay.
Other than that, no.
Other than that, you skipped out?
Yeah.
Which is, I think, becoming more and more the norm.
Mm.
I think it's becoming more and more the norm. Those places, I think, are losing their popularity. And that could just be amongst the folks that I know.
Yeah.
That might not be, a widely accepted theory. But, yeah, I feel like those places, people are not going there quite as much as they were.
Well, you know, it's like I've always said. If I'm going to pay to see boobs, I want it to be done the old-fashioned way with psychological trauma.
Okay.
And emotional distress.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
The way God intended.
Right. You really need to work for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be completely ruined for a little while after.
Like huddled up in the corner.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Style. Yeah, I want there to be, like, just terrible, terrible. I want to make sure I make jobs for the therapists out there.
Right. You know, I went for my bachelor party, which is coming up on 10 years ago.
Okay, I thought you were about to say it's coming up next week, and I was like, you're doing it in the wrong order, my friend.
Not a bad idea, but you're absolutely right. For my bachelor party, we actually went to a gentleman's club, had dinner there. This was not like a roadside B-squad dive joint. We went to Scores at the time, which was one of the more upscale, and they had, they boasted, was a 4-star restaurant. The dinner was delicious, so I'll go along with it. I'll say it was probably 4 stars, and ladies were bandying about and joining us, sitting at the table, moving on, doing whatnot. It was a lot of fun. But I think of all of my friends, I was really the only one to do kind of a classic style bachelor party. Actually, not true. One of my other friends, we went on basically a tour of Levittown's dive bars. And nice. Then at the last bar, there were a couple of ladies there that took off their clothing.
Okay. But were they there, like, hired or just because, you know, it was a dive bar in Levittown?
Nope, they were there hired. Okay. Although I'm sure that the latter could have quite possibly happened had we pursued it. But yeah, really, everybody else, it was like the weekend thing and Atlantic City thing or camping or... And they've all been awesome.
Yeah.
But that's really become, I think, like the new norm. And the shame is, most of my friends at this point are married. And I am not going to be able to go to any more bachelor parties, really.
Mm.
That's a shame. There's a couple of folks.
Yeah.
There's a couple of folks in here that I'm holding out hope for.
Hey, listen.
That'll get me a weekend away.
You never know.
But for the most part.
Although I gotta say, I did come up with the plan for what would be my bachelor party.
Okay.
Over that night. And it is, it's not for everybody. But I think it would be fun to rent out a pool and just get a whole bunch of dogs and have a dog pool party and eat pizza and drink and snuggle with dogs. Because I don't like people.
Okay.
And I do like dogs.
I will bring pizza.
Yes.
And more drinks.
Yes.
To re-up after the dogs, like, go to bed.
Okay, that's
fine. Because I don't want to be around that many dogs.
That's a shame. I was aiming for a corgi party. And then we could just, like, start naming them after Avengers, like Thorgi.
Thorgi?
Yeah. Which is a thing that I saw on the internet, and every time I see it, I read
Thorgi.
Nah, it's too many of them that I've seen. If I was going to get a pair of corgis, though, it would be Rocket and Groot.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like if Gerard had his way, you have a good shot of that as well.
Yeah.
He surprisingly has the exact same taste in superheroes as you.
Well, to be fair, my taste in superheroes is...
impeccable?
Yeah, basically the best
spot
ever.
Spot on.
And so he just really, he's a natural talent is all I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess so. Very proud of him.
You should be. He's a good kid. You raised him right.
He did. He is. I've done a couple of things well. He's one of them.
That's true. You know who wasn't raised well?
Dave?
Yep.
I knew you were going to say that. I almost feel like
to be fair, it's not true.
I almost feel like that's unfair.
Oh, it's 100% unfair.
Because you're blaming his parents. I feel like sometimes...
No. Genetics, people
just... Oh, shit. Like, it just happens. It's nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Sometimes nature just wins.
When nature is that bad... You know what I was thinking of? I enjoyed having Lisa on the last episode. I like chatting with her.
Mm-hmm.
We should do an episode without Dave and just have Lisa on.
I'd be okay with that. I'll just try to coordinate.
Okay. Yeah, let me know. I also loved how she promised she wouldn't make fun of him and then
100%
blasted
made fun of him.
On
yep.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Some things are just unavoidable.
They're fun just avoidable, if you will.
Fun avoidable.
Yeah.
They are. They're fun avoidable.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, he makes it, it warms my soul. Bless him. Bless his little heart that accepts us mocking him at every turn.
Hey, I went out for breakfast both weekend days this week.
Yo, tell me everything about it.
We went to IHOP the one day.
Yes! I love IHOP!
And then we went to the diner, which is good.
Yeah.
You know? Not special, but it's good. I gotta find, like, better breakfast joints, you know?
Have you been to Jam?
I've not been to Jam.
That's
phenomenal. And then a friend of mine also went to a place, I think it was called Morning Rose, which is not far from where you live.
Okay.
I believe. I'll have to find out for sure, but, The breakfast looked fucking exquisite. Meanwhile, I'm eating half-burnt pancakes at the fucking diner like a mook.
What'd you get at IHOP?
What didn't I get?
Natta boy. It's like to hear.
So I got the... I tried the... So they don't have stuffed French toast anymore.
I know.
Which is a fucking real strike against them. Real strike. But they don't have that anymore. So I got... I tried the crepes.
Okay.
They are the... Like the sweet cream... They have like the sweet cream cheese filling. Yep. And I got mine with... I got mine with peaches.
Okay.
With a peach topping. And Teresa got the Nutella and banana crepes. And we kind of split them up a little bit. Very good.
That's phenomenal.
Not stuffed French toast good. But good in its own right. And, you know, that's like one of those build-your-own breakfasts. And you get eggs with it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the build-your-own French toast breakfast is my go-to there now.
If they had stuffed, I would too.
Yeah, the brioche French toast is still delicious.
But my wife makes better French toast than IHOP's French toast. Mm. So I don't bother. I get something there that's, you know, different.
Grapes. Little Ruchi's never made me French toast, but whatever, it's fine. No, I'm not.
She did. I ate it on you.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I wish you'd eat it on me. Wait, what? That off came
you?
Out wrong.
You mean off of you?
Yes, I did.
I knew it. I knew what you meant. And then I had an omelet at the diner. And okay.
Filled with?
Bacon, ham, and cheese.
That's a meat lover's delight.
It is. I also, instead of getting bacon or sausage at IHOP, I got a slice of ham.
Okay.
Because they call it ham, they don't call it Canadian bacon.
Yeah, it's not lies. It's not disgusting.
Plus, I have to tell you, I think the bacon they use at IHOP is subpar.
Disagree, but...
You like it?
I do.
I feel like it tastes like bacon strips.
To be fair, bacon strips are also pretty good. In a pinch, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. Don't you judge me.
Do you ever, in the middle of the night, need a snack and go and steal your dog's... Like no. Bacon treat?
No, because we don't get them bacon treats, so that I don't do that.
So you have to forcibly keep yourself from doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a preemptive strike, you see.
My friend started teaching me poker.
Okay.
Yeah, somehow I, like, completely and utterly missed the boat when everybody thought that they were fucking Teddy KGB. From Rounders.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but I somehow missed that. And so a couple of my friends, one of whom is like an outstanding poker player.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean outstanding like pretty good. I mean outstanding like I'm horrified to play with him because I feel like he's just going to take my money.
Okay.
And it's not just me. He is... Like a semi-pro poker player. It's very impressive. But yeah, so I've been learning from him and two of my other friends. And I have to tell you, I enjoy the game.
Nice.
You play at all?
I don't. I used to play whatever my grandfather called poker when I was a child. But I have not played actual grown-up real poker. I believe ever.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
I don't understand it. I probably could learn it, but who's got the time?
That's a good point. We didn't start playing until like 11 o'clock at night, and I was fucking exhausted.
That's when Netflix needs to come on and I snuggle down in the old sheets, take a nap.
Yes, normally that's what I do, but I've been dying to learn and... Very few people have a resource like my friend.
Right.
That you could learn poker from. Now, granted, you're not going to learn all the secrets. It's almost fucking impossible to.
Of course.
You know. But, like, he plays different ways and different scenarios and, a cash game versus a tournament and all of this stuff that I don't 100% understand. He does all of this. It's fucking pretty cool. And I would just like to win a little bit of money.
Yeah. That's really just my goal in life anyway. Just win a little bit.
It's fun to play, you know, hang out with your friends, play a little bit. It's especially if you play like a tournament style where you're not like gonna You're not going to be putting your fucking title to your car on the table.
Right.
Get out of debt type of thing.
Yeah.
But it is, and I said this the other night, and actually everybody agreed, it is not as much fun as craps.
I still don't understand craps.
So, I don't either.
Hang on. I'm going to let you finish your story about craps, and then I'll tell you this tale.
My story about craps sucks.
All right. Screw it. I got you.
It's fun to play. That's it.
Okay. That's
I don't really understand it either, but all of my friends know, so I just follow what they do.
Okay. So, we're currently in my hometown, and there's an Arby's right on this main road. It's the only fast food restaurant in this town.
Is it really?
It is. Because apparently we're not zoned for fast food. Now, mind you, I'm talking like fast food with drive-thrus. So you have your you got Dunkin' Donuts and stuff, but that doesn't really count.
No, you're talking about McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, Wendy's, the big ones.
White Castle. There was supposed to be a White Castle here.
Where?
Right over where the Applebee's was before.
Yeah,
across the street from there. That was supposed to be a White Castle. That White Castle would have been one block away from the bar I used to go to all the time.
Oof, that would have been a fucking lethal combination.
That would have been the death of me.
Yeah.
But it would have been the best possible death.
Yeah, it would have.
And the town shut it down because they didn't want the, quote, unsavory element that White Castle would bring in. And that is why they definitely don't want any fast food joints in our town. And then, not 2 years later, Arby's, Honkyville, USA, decides to roll up. And they're going, yeah, no, that's cool. Yeah, let's get an Arby's in here.
And they let the Arby's open.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that is racist.
It's the most racist thing in the world. I was furious. Because you know what sucks? Racist.
Arby's.
Arby's is like the worst food possible.
Is it?
Oh, God, I hate it.
I don't know. I'd have to try it.
It's not the worst food possible, but it's pretty bad.
I'd have to try it.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in a very long time.
Well, do you like your roast beef tasting like it was dipped into the Dead Sea?
I don't know. That doesn't sound appetizing, but it might be.
Okay. Well,
I'm going to say probably not.
That's what their meat tastes like. It's salty sadness.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds gross.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
Does that Arby's have a drive-thru?
It does. Did you want me to drive you through there and you could get yourself a little snack?
Oh, no. I was just wondering if they violated the law.
Oh, yeah. No, they allowed it. But they have been loosening up a little bit because now we've got a Panera around here. And we're getting a Red Robin. So...
Red Robin, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's another white people restaurant.
Yeah, but it's really, really good. So, yeah, that was my story about my town being hella racist.
Yeah, that is
In regards to food. Actually, another follow-up story.
About racism?
About racism. That was my elementary school.
Oh.
So...
It's a little tour Ed's town.
It is. It's, so we had a Rite Aid that closed.
Okay.
And the lot was empty for a very long time. And Western Beef was going to come in. It was going to go right here. Where this North Shore Farms is now.
Right.
They said to Western Beef, no, you can't come in here. Because that's not zoned to be a supermarket. That's a supermarket now.
That is looks like a supermarket.
And before it was a Rite Aid, it was an A&P.
Also supermarket.
Yeah.
So they just didn't want any supermarkets that minorities shop at.
Right, yeah. They didn't want me to have easy access to an entire pig I could roast.
That is something.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, this sounds a little...
This is a very racist town.
Yeah.
Get me
out of
here.
Which is weird because... I mean, before you get to, you know, the south side of it, it's a pretty well, you know, diversified area.
They just don't want it to stay like that, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, it's very aggravating to me. So, what else is going on? What you got going on this week? Anything fun? Anything exciting?
Oh my God, no! I have the next. I have 3 nights of lacrosse for my son, and then we have a tournament on Saturday. It's a lot. It's a lot. Tournaments are all day. Hot as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the last one, we got our heads beaten in, so that wasn't that fun.
Yeah, that's less than ideal.
Yeah. But, no, that's what I've got going on. What about you?
I plan doing a lot of sleeping.
Oh.
And
interesting.
A lot of figuring out some writing things for the wedding ceremony I got to do.
Ooh.
And more sleeping. And a little bit of playing with the dog.
I've done a couple of wedding ceremonies, and it's a little nerve-wracking, man.
Eh, I'm okay with it.
Well, you know what it is. You're not the centerpiece, but you are the main cog in keeping the ceremony moving.
Mm-hmm.
And can really, like, fucking ruin it for the bride and groom.
I could.
It's a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, I kind of soar under that kind of pressure, though.
Yeah, listen, good. I've done it, and I think I've done pretty well. I've had 100% satisfaction so far.
Good.
But I think when you do it for friends, it's actually probably more nerve-wracking than it is to just do it for some random people that, you know, if you ruin that wedding, you'll never see again.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't properly prepare, you need to be completely ready to cut these friends out of your life. Because if you ruin your wedding, they'll hold it against you the rest of theirs.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm not going to ruin their wedding. It'll be fine.
No, I don't think you will. I don't think you'll ruin it.
I'm workshopping the jokes. I'm doing this right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Are they involved in the planning of the ceremony at all?
Oh, definitely not.
No.
No, this is going to be all me, babe.
Are they doing their own vows at all?
I hope so. Because I got a great line based on a potential situation with the vows. So I really hope they do their vows.
So are you going to tell them to do their own vows?
I'm not going to tell them exactly what... Like, I want them to do what's right in their heart. And or elbows. Because that's the other part where emotions come from. I don't know if you...
Yes.
Know.
Yeah, that's actually...
That's science.
Elbow in Latin means emotion central.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've taken any physiology or anatomy courses.
Oh, of course I have.
Yeah,
Latin,
for that matter.
And advanced Latin for Nimrods.
Right.
That was the last audiobook I got. Pretty good. Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like pig Latin, but not at all.
Oh, yeah, but way less useful.
Yeah.
In case you're curious, by the way, Lindsay Lohan grew up down that road.
Right here?
Mm-hmm. This one right here.
She used to be pretty.
Yeah. What happened to her?
I don't know. I think she's trying to come back now. Amanda Bynes is trying to come back. Apparently, she's sobered up.
Good. Listen, I want everybody to succeed.
Yeah, so, I'm fine with it.
Except for the situation. I want him to crash and burn.
Yeah, I don't think you have to.
Yeah, I'm not all that worried.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like his career's going anywhere.
Not in the least.
And last I heard, he was working at a Taco Bell drive-thru. Asking people if they wanted a chalupa off of his abs.
I wish that's what he was doing.
Me too.
It's a tease that's not what he's actually doing.
Yeah. Let's just end this.
Okay, take me home, buddy.
See ya. Well, I mean, I'm driving you home first, but then see ya.